Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country. It's
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks struggled in the first half, but were able to pull out a 120-112 win on the road over the Indiana Pacers. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in the second half.
Well, you know, at halftime, I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over. And then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make. And we were down 11. And so I'm thinking at halftime, like, this game can go our way still. I thought the zone turned the game around for us, obviously, defensively. And I thought we fell into two sets that our spread and our angle, where we spaced the floor open so we can go downhill and make plays. And I thought our passing improved in the second half. And once we start passing to each other, we kept scoring.
College hoops, number 8th ranked Marquette beat Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island. Cam Jones with 18 points and 10 assists for the Golden Eagles. NFL, the Packers back at practice, preparing to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinere on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Yeah, 92.7. It's John and Gordy. And here we are.
We're not actually here this morning. We're taking the day off.
Yeah, because it's New Year's Day.
Right.
We were up all night last night celebrating, having a good time. But today we get to sleep in.
Absolutely. And now we've got a time tunnel
Palooza.
Time Tunnel Palooza.
Tunnel Palooza coming up here. And we're going back to 2005, and we're going to talk about the H-1B visas.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All stuff to stay tuned for. And we've got our interviews. We're going to interview each other.
That's right.
You may have heard this a couple of days ago when we were on
during our Christmas vacation.
Yeah. But it was so good, we thought we'd play it again.
Because you guys are so interesting. Everyone wants to know your life story.
Well, and yours too, Sam. And Catherine Lake, you know.
I still think you only scratched the surface of my history, but that's okay. That's okay. Well, I don't hold any resentment at all.
Okay, good. Well, enjoy your New Year's Day.
All right.
You know, 2025 is here, and we'll be back live in the studio tomorrow morning, first thing.
Take care. We got a couple texts here.
Yeah.
The word on the street, Kinnikinick is the street he's talking about. Civic Media will be offshoring the John and Gordy Show, probably Canada.
Hey. That's from Doug.
Why not? Why not? And in a text here, said, please stop using the R word. No, I know you're trying to get a point across in the story. Yeah. I was trying to get that point across. And the ugly side of the Trump administration, the incoming Trump administration, this is the ugly side. And
side that's not ugly?
Well, they're using it.
Now, this is truly, truly hideous for, you know, the people in the administration to talk like this, to support something like this. To use this language is just outrageous, and I just wanted to make that emphasis by reading the actual text.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
All right. We've got a big story as well, but you've got something here, don't you?
Well, are we going back in the time tunnel?
Not yet. No. Not yet. Just hold on. I know it's fun. Well, I know it's fun spinning around in circles. But I've got this story here, and it was an opinion piece that kind of spurred me on, a Yahoo opinion. And the title was, Dear Democrats, I Survived the Biden Administration, You'll Survive Trump.
Oh, you know? Okay. Well.
Yeah. Well, it was so tough during the Biden administration. Right. Jeez. All the risks.
Mm. Yeah.
The bad economy, the sinking economy.
All
my goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is how the opinion started. Democrats have used Trump's extreme bluster as an excuse to engage in their own breathless fear-mongering. Democrats ran on largely maintaining the Biden administration's failed immigration policies and again lost the issue. By the way, no, The Democrats didn't want to support the Biden administration's failed policies on immigration because Biden didn't want to support those policies. He wanted actual immigration reform. The Democrats have been on this thing for the last 20 damn years. Get your heads in the right place, folks. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, and they finally had a policy, and then Trump deep-sixed it.
They did, and it
the Republicans had gone along with it.
And it was a Trumpish policy, and Biden would have signed it, would have gone along with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, but that's the failed policy that Biden wanted to just keep going with. Well, it was Trump's policy, you idiot. All right. Anyway, but what we heard instead was, and that is the cut here, you know, the Trump singing, it's a feature. See, it's a cut.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Big surprise. Well, just look at the sheet. It's a song.
Okay.
It's called Feature, and it's Trump eating the dog song. You know, it's just you know, at the top of the cuts that I have, I have features, and they're just musical things without numbers on them.
Sam, so have you found? You
well, I will need to do some digging.
Oh, no, really? Oh, God.
We know all about the eating dogs thing.
Well, we're not going to play it anymore?
Don't you have that list of songs? I didn't know I was planning on doing it.
Oh. Right at the top of the list. There.
I'm a computer, John. I think of numbers.
Oh.
That's true. Okay. Well, anyway, Dems didn't want to maintain the current immigration policies, right? So Ilhan now, and I have to say it right, Ilhan wants immigrants. But see, when I say it at home, my older son goes, who? You know, if I say Ilhan, he goes, I don't know who you're talking about. It does this to me every time. So I have to correct it. Go, Ilhan?
Ilhan.
Okay, there you go. Ilhan wants immigrants. There's a dire shortage. This is him speaking here. Dire shortage of extremely talented and motivated engineers in America. There's a shortage calling for increased H-1B visas to bring in low-paying immigrant employees. Mm-hmm. That sparked a massive backlash from, you know, the right wing, of course, who don't want any immigrants in this country. Duh. The H-1B visa program is used to cut costs, not supply talent, okay? It pays each way. By the way, these are lower-income individuals. They come here. They're engineers from India. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that earlier. And they get paid below market wages. And let's go back now into the time tunnel. All right? Can we get the time tunnel
got that
kickstarted. Two American scientists are lost in the swirling maze of past and future ages during the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the Time Tunnel.
Oh,
I'm getting dizzy.
I can't hear.
I got vertigo.
Oh, man, it's slippery in here. Anyway, let's go back to 2005. This is Lou Dobbs when he was backing up all the blue-collar workers out there and had reports every night. It was just a fantastic broadcast. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those broadcasts on H-1B visas. Listen up.
H-1B workers in computer occupations were paid on average $13,000 less than Americans doing the same work last year. In a soon-to-be-released study by the Programmers Guild, 85% of H-1B workers are paid less than the median wage of an American worker. And not only that, those H-1B computer workers are at the bottom of the wage scale. Lobbyists argue that American businesses can't do without more H-1Bs.
We're being told that these are people with that are highly skilled and that their skills are so important that the nation's economy depends upon it, yet they're being paid wages that are at the bottom of the barrel.
The conclusion is easily drawn. H-1Bs are cheap foreign labor, and Congress is ready to increase the number of H-1Bs issued by another 30,000. The current cap is 65,000 new visas a year. However, there are exemptions, such as there are no limits to the number of visas issued to universities and research institutions, and up to 20,000 are reserved for foreign workers with graduate degrees from American colleges going to work for U.S. companies. Critics say American companies save jobs for H-1B workers and deny American workers those positions.
I'm going to introduce legislation next week that says American workers should have the first crack at these jobs. And regardless of what GE does, and regardless of Walmart does, and regardless of what Lucent does, give them the first opportunity at these jobs and train them.
Now today, the Senate had the chance to say no to more H-1Bs, but they didn't. Senator Byrd of Virginia offered an amendment to strip out the proposed visa increase out of the budget reconciliation bill. Though his amendment failed by a vote of 14 to 85.
That is appalling. Absolutely appalling. And we thought it would be interesting to you to see who those 14 senators were who had the guts to say enough on this issue, standing up for our middle class. Bill, tell us about these folks.
Well, what's interesting is a bipartisan list that tilts toward the Democrats, 3 Republicans, 10 Democrats, 1 independent, but only one state, Lou, where both senators voted to take the bill out, and that was Louisiana, where you had Landrieu and you had Vetter. Democrat and Republican voting to take it out and debate the issue independent of the bill.
Appalling. And good for those 14. Perhaps their number will swell if courage becomes contagious and concern for working men and women in this country becomes at least, if not contagious, like some people can awaken to the interest of the national interest there.
There you go. Mm-hmm. When Lou was there for the blue-collar worker.
It's right. A long time ago.
But guess who's still there? President Biden.
Of course. He's always been a union guy.
Still working for the middle class. He was considering increasing the wages companies have to pay H-1B visa workers, which would disincentivize these companies from hiring workers in the first place. Just hire American. Is it crazy? You know? Is it too much to ask to hire American engineers in this country?
Apparently.
All right. Well, okay. Anyway, you know, I got to say that, you know, we had some funding problems for the UW because they wanted to expand the engineering department, right? They
right,
wanted
I
to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But instead, of course, they held that up.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get DEI programs out, so they held up the engineering department, which is what we need desperately, and now they want to import from India the H-1B visa program and expand that. That's ridiculous. Right now, I wrote this down. The UW welcomed 1,351 students this year, but it will rise in a couple of years if they do expand the engineering department. It'll rise up to 5,500 engineering students in that department from 1,300.
Learning
that is
training
huge.
Them here.
Yes.
Right here.
I mean, we desperately need them, as
yes.
Elon stated, of course. And now, of course, instead of getting people imported in here and getting more immigrants, which they didn't want to do in the first place by having mass deportations, well, you know, it's mind-boggling, which leads us to another trip into the time tunnel.
Again?
Yes.
Three trips in one day. Lost.
I know, it's great. Can we do it?
Past and future no. ages, during the first experiments on America's greatest and most secret project, the time tunnel.
Can't be that secret anymore. Just keep using it over and over again.
I know. Well, we used it all year.
Okay, we're here, you know, in the past now, in 2005, but we are going to explain this story in just a few moments.
Okay.
Again, this is fantastic. This is explaining everything, because right now what they're doing is they're making social cuts to our programs in order to pay for tax cuts.
We'll get into
that they want to make.
Coming up, Brittany Merlot right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying...
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right. Yeah.
I dig this, baby.
Yeah, I'm digging it. Or your Christmas tree, or sure. Brittany Merlot.
Yeah.
Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Brittany.
You had
good
a wonderful vacation, I would assume.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, just a few days off. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Your weather never takes a break. That's the problem with your business. So
that's right.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
We had some fog around the area this morning, but really not around Madison too much.
No, we didn't see any fog, but boy, was it foggy in the last 5 or 6 days. Just ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's the worst part about the winter warm-ups mm-hmm. is that you got that melting snow, that fog that lingers, just the drearier kind of weather. And it's kind of like a wet cold.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have noticed that. It doesn't really feel like a good warm 40. It's this cool, chilly 40. But hey, still manageable, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to run from the car to the house to the, you know. So, yeah, pretty good day today. You've got that dense fog advisory, but if you're not really seeing any, then you're not going to see any as we go through this afternoon. But possibly again tonight and into tomorrow. It's our last little warmer day. Mm-hmm. So we'll be in the 40s today, probably the mid-30s tomorrow. But we do have a chance of a light wintry mix throughout the afternoon. So keep that in mind if you're driving around trying to get somewhere for New Year's Eve. But actually on New Year's Eve, it's going to just be mostly cloudy and pretty dry out there. Temperatures, though, are sliding. We're talking about 20s by New Year's Eve and then teens as we go into Thursday, Friday, and into next week. So those are going to be our highs. We're getting hit with some cold Arctic air.
Yeah. A cold start to 2025.
Woo. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's
not. Wake you up.
That's not good. No, it's typical. It's typical
resolutions?
For winter, I guess. You know?
It is winter, after all.
Yeah. No. Do you make a resolution at all for New Year's?
No, usually not.
I never do.
Never. I mean,
what about you, Brittany? Do you
kind of worked out all the kinks already? So
I like it.
Yeah.
I try with something small, like drink more water this year or something.
There
like
you
that.
Go.
It's actually manageable.
I'm with that. I'm with you.
That's good.
One.
All right. Well, we will talk with you, I guess, again on Thursday, right?
I love saying this. I'll talk to you guys next year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You're going to take a couple of days off. Well deserved.
By the way, you don't know it, but we are in the time tunnel right now. we're broadcasting from the year 2005, so we've got a story from there. All right.
Way back there.
All right, Brittany. Thanks a lot, Brittany.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
Now, here's an audio clip from 2005. George W. and the GOP Congress. What did they do back then? Well, it's the same thing the Trump administration is trying to do right now.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're making social cuts. You know, the programs that support hardworking Americans so they can pay for the tax cuts later on. Oh, so let's go to cut 148.
The bill cuts $40 billion out of the budget. Republicans declare themselves good fiscal stewards. College students will have to pay higher interest rates. Low-income families' Medicaid co-payments will rise. There are tighter restrictions for the elderly seeking long-term care and less money devoted to child support enforcement.
Unbelievable.
The savings gained will go to offset tax cuts on dividends and capital gains that favor the wealthy.
I don't know of any religion practicing in America today that preaches from the pulpit that what one should do is take from the least among us to give to those who have the most.
It's as though we were turning Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol upside down, rewarding Scrooge with even bigger tax cuts and taking Tiny Tim's crutch away.
What's more, critics charge the budget reconciliation bill will end up not saving money, but adding to the deficit when the $40 billion in budget cuts is erased by $70 billion in promised tax cuts.
In 2005, real wages fell again. To make up for falling wages, debt soared. Ignoring their plight, Congress rewrote the bankruptcy code so that erasing debt and a clean start are no longer a possibility. Rubbing salt into the wound, Congress pushed ahead with free trade treaties in 2005, which forces American workers to compete with workers earning 50 cents an hour with no benefits.
There is no organized special interest that represents the middle class.
No one can outproduce or outcompete the American worker.
Corporate greed can. Keep my taxes, give me health care, give my kids low interest student loans.
What happens if somehow something happens and China's no longer a friend? How are we going to produce our hardware?
The House of Representatives passed a bill that cuts billions in Medicaid spending, reduces federal aid for child support collections, and slashes $13 billion in student aid.
This bill stood the principle of shared sacrifice on its head.
Frequently, what is lost in all of this discussion about what's next is what's happened over the last 30 years to workers' paychecks. Real wages have fallen.
You would have people making $400 or $500 a week.
The mayors are concerned because as wages fall, so does the tax base and the ability of a city to deliver on services.
That's huge. Hardly ever think about it, but it also affects your cities. I mean, that is a devastating report. But what they did, and, you know, it's just incredible, right? Making it more expensive to get student loans.
Right.
I mean, seriously, what is this? And this was just to pay for tax cuts that they made back in the early Bush administration.
Yeah, like 2005.
Yeah. Well, they had a couple. And it was just ridiculous. And that's how we got to where we are. Now, I mean, before, when they started, offshoring all our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And we're here today because of that. And now we're going back to that.
Well, the new administration's off to a fine start. Right? They haven't taken over yet.
No.
What have we got, 3 weeks till they take over?
Yeah.
They're already a lot of infighting. They split into two camps. There's a lot of ego.
And every one of those people that said, well, you know, let's just wait and see.
Yeah, wait and
see. Well, how's that going for you?
Right. So
how's it looking?
Kind of bumpy.
Yeah, a little bit. Man,
wait and see even more.
I got something here. This is just crazy stuff.
Well, we got just a minute or so. We're running a little late.
We don't have time, John.
How much time do we have?
Well, we spent a lot of time in the time tunnel. That chews up time.
Well, I know.
A lot.
Yeah, you do lose and you gain time in the time tunnel. So I'm just not used to it.
Right.
It's whiplash.
Well, we're getting back into the swing of things.
We are. You know? We are. We're trying to anyway.
It is 7:29. We're coming back with even more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. At least one person is dead after authorities in New Orleans say someone drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock local time this morning, and there are fears the number of dead could increase. The driver is still at large. The new year will see the new Congress sworn in Friday, with the House set to vote on a new speaker. There's some Republican discontent with the incumbent speaker, Mike Johnson.
Congressman Chip Roy said he does not think Johnson has the necessary votes to remain speaker. And it comes after a number of House Republicans grew frustrated with Johnson due to a bitter fight over spending that nearly caused a government shutdown before Christmas. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey already said he will not support Johnson, even after Johnson received an endorsement from President-elect Donald Trump.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Three college football playoff quarterfinal games today after Penn State beat Boise State in the first quarterfinal last night. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at Civic Media.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there, too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Sam Davison, producer of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. Tis the season for leftovers and stretchy pants. May your gifts be many and your returns and exchanges be few. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas like cold hard cash. Happy holidays.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Now, what is this message in a bottle thing? 92.7.
Sting's performing right now.
WMDX, yeah. Because of the new year and everything, right?
Right. They're getting ready for Australia to ring in the new year. That's where it begins.
Does message in a bottle make any sense?
I have no idea what the connection is. No.
I think Jim Croce's song, Time in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle, yeah.
Makes sense.
That would
we
be
can't bring
one.
Him back.
Nope. Yeah, so New Year's Eve is upon us.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it starts on the international dateline somewhere in the Pacific, I don't know, in the middle of nowhere.
Look at that. They've got to divide it up over here.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, Sting is performing right now.
You have to
right
put up with this.
People.
Sting. Please, go away. Go away.
What do you got against Sting?
The police and Sting go away, please.
What's the matter with you?
Sting and Billy Joel.
Great stuff.
Just kill.
How do you
kill rock and roll? Okay. Put a stake through the heart of rock and roll, you guys.
You are a curmudgeon.
Don't
what
tell
do
me you
got
like
against Sting?
Sting?
He's written a lot of great songs.
Repetitive songs that have wasted our lives.
Okay.
I gotta agree. There's like there's like two songs from The Police that I like. Everything else, really
just
don't
repeats
like.
Over and over again. If I could get that time back,
you don't like Roxanne? No,
it's all right.
It was okay. It's like the basic song. It's
Message in a Bottle,
the first song. But everything else is just god awful.
What other bands do you want to retire? How about Cheap Trick?
I love Cheap Trick.
Okay.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's hard to believe, you know. Rick Nielsen is the guy who wrote all those songs, you know, and Robin Zander sounds a lot like Rick when he sings. Rick has an album out or a couple albums. Anyway, they sound similar and the singing style kind of works. So I can see why Rick Nielsen succeeded so much with that band, because Robin Zander was a perfect clone voice-wise for him.
Robin Zander, great voice.
Yeah.
Really great voice.
Fantastic voice.
Guys, just from Rockford, you know?
I know. Yeah. I know. He used to hang out up at the Dells all the time.
All the time, yeah.
He was like a folk singer up there, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, he and the son still perform in the Dells every once in a while, yeah. And Rick Nielsen, his father owned a music store in Rockford. Mm. That's why he got into music. You know?
Wow.
He's collecting guitars.
Quite the collector of guitars.
Massive collection.
Yeah.
Okay, how did we get on that? Let's get to Idiocracy, huh? Let's talk about other stupid stuff.
Well, yeah, we have a few. We have a really stupid person. This time it's Dr. Jordan Peterson.
No Any relation?
No relation at all. No.
Are you sure?
He analyzed whether Daniel Penny, you remember Daniel Penny, choked to death Jordan Neely, a homeless subway rider.
Oh, okay.
With a history of mental illness, right?
Right. Yeah.
And Penny held him in a blood choke lock.
Okay.
And that cuts off the blood to your
blood
head
supply.
As opposed to wind, your air supply. Mm-hmm. And he held it. Now, you would expect somebody to go limp and you know it, right? I mean, then you'd let go.
Right.
But he didn't. He killed him.
Right.
And that's where the controversy comes in, of course. But, you know, Jordan Peterson, idiot, the pseudo-intellectual on the right, they love him. They believe everything he says. And he had a little bit of analysis. I thought maybe we'd check it out and see if it all makes sense to you.
Dr. Peterson, is so great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on.
You.
So,
thank you very much.
Is this a cultural shift that we're seeing from the left, trying to make sure that people don't help each other out in a society that generally wants to take care of their neighbor?
Well, I think you see two things happening.
What's that?
The first is that there is obviously emphasis from the left on the victim status of criminals, and that's a very bad idea. The idea that criminal behavior is a consequence, like merely of socioeconomic oppression, let's say, or oppression on other bases, and that the criminals are justified in what they do. And that's a terrible general rule of thumb, and it's not true. It's not true. There are plenty of people who are in dire socioeconomic straits who aren't criminal.
You mentioned Daniel Penny and how you don't think it's going to have much of an effect. He did say in an interview with Fox Nation about his experience that he'd do it all again. Let's take a listen.
If you faced the same situation again, would you do it again?
Yeah, totally.
Not a smart man.
I would not be able to live with myself if I didn't do anything in that situation and someone got hurt. I would feel guilty for the rest of my life.
Jordan, Dr. Peterson, your response to that?
Well, I think that's a good example of someone acting in accordance with his character. You know, I mean,
what does that mean?
It's dangerous to interfere in a violent situation, and you have to be a bit of a hero to do it. And right. Obviously, Penny is in that category. And
no.
Now, should it be rewarded and admired? Yes.
No.
I suppose the outside danger of that is a rise in vigilantism, which is also something we don't want to see.
Yes.
But we don't want to punish people for being helpful. That's clearly a foolish move.
Yes. Rise in vigilantism. You think that may be a problem?
Maybe.
you kind of want to stop that from ever happening. In the New York Post, columnist Rich Lowry has been around for a hell of a long time. Please stop, Rich. His editorials. Anyway, he declared that Daniel Penny is not a vigilante. He is.
Oh, really?
He is. He is a vigilante. My God. All right. Now let's check out MSNBC's Joy Reid. She had a little bit on this, including Luigi Mangione. Okay. Let's see what their analysis is.
Today, the 26-year-old suspect in the killing of the United Healthcare CEO was back in a Pennsylvania courtroom. The case has brought out a clear division in the reaction among those on the right. You see, when popular conservative pundits like Ben Shapiro and anti-woman zealot Matt Walsh tried to attack, quote, evil liberals for celebrating the murder of a CEO, they were met with backlash from some of their own supporters who defended the violence. Because the truth is, those on the right don't necessarily abhor violence if it's against someone they don't like Black Lives Matter activists or pro-Palestinian protesters, undocumented immigrants, or the homeless. That's why we see them get behind people like Kyle Rittenhouse, who shot and killed two BLM protesters, or George Zimmerman, who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, and turned them into cause celebs. Just look at how, in nearly the same breath, Fox's Laura Ingraham speaks about the 26-year-old UnitedHealthcare suspect and Daniel Penny, who was just acquitted yesterday in the subway chokehold death of 30-year-old homeless man Jordan Neely.
And people celebrating this is a sickness. Honestly, it's so disappointing, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised. Gentlemen, thank you so much. And up next, the other big news out of New York, Daniel Penny. A lot of people think he's a hero, and tonight he's not guilty. My take next.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Joining me now is Jason Johnson, professor of politics and journalism at Morgan State University and host of the podcast A Word with Jason Johnson and Vive la Difference. Jason.
We just witnessed a murder of irony.
Yes.
That was a murder right there. Dead. Irony is officially dead under any and all circumstances. We should not be surprised in this country that just reelected Donald Trump.
And I mean, the reality is, you know, if you go back to the Trayvon Martin case, you can go back before that. You can go back to the justification for lynching among conservatives, whether the conservatives wearing the D uniform or the R uniform. Conservatism itself has justified violence. January 6th, burning down Tulsa and Wilmington, overthrowing the government there. If it's violence for the purposes they want, they're cool with it.
If the victim is somebody that I don't like, or the victim is someone who they feel deserves it, then a lot of times people are willing to justify violence. It's an unfortunate thing. It's a very American thing, right? I mean, we worship vigilante violence. We worship action heroes. We worship Charles Bronson and all these people who take it into their own hands.
Al Capone,
you know, criminals and everything else like that.
See? And we talked about it with Mike McCabe, that very thing, you know, looking at the gangsters from old.
Right.
They were legendary.
Al Capone, people loved him in Chicago. Yeah. A lot of people did. He gave them a lot of jobs. They're in, you know, bars and running liquor and doing it.
Wisconsin was a great haven for all of these these what do they call them?
Rum runners.
What is that?
Gangsters.
No, the
folk heroes.
The
rum runners.
Places where they drank.
Oh, speakeasies.
Speakeasies. Yeah. All the way through Wisconsin, they had speakeasies. Yeah. So it was kind of cool at the time, but I have an interesting note here. My son came up this morning and was trying to get the show ready and prepared, and he was talking to me about this thing about Luigi.
Oh,
and there is now more hero worship for him
for Luigi
going on.
Mangione.
Yeah. Yeah, at least what he is seeing, there is a tremendous amount of admiration for what he did, and I did not know that.
Mm.
So
yeah,
and he's kind of
he's become a folk hero side.
I don't know if he obviously supports going around shooting people, but at this point he does notice that his friends and the crowd that he is at least watching on this are finding him to be a kind of a folk hero.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm going to go over just a little bit of this, though. It's just, okay, the right wing loves Kyle Rittenhouse. We've heard, groups shouting, Kyle, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, he was out on a speaking tour.
Yeah, yeah. Shot two BLM protesters, right? I mean, they weren't even armed. How about the gun-toting Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who threatened protesters who were going by their home in St. Louis? Remember that? Or George Zimmerman, who shot Trayvon Martin, who went to buy some Skittles in the middle of the night, walking through the neighborhood. Well, George Zimmerman didn't like that, so he attacked him with his gun. And in that struggle, Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin and said it was self-defense, and he got off on that. So it's crazy stuff, right? I mean, this is crazy stuff. By the way, on George Zimmerman, I found this out. He started painting. He thinks he's an artist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His very first painting was a picture of the American flag. Now, how difficult is that one?
Okay.
First graders are told to, paint the American flag.
Sure.
So anyway, he did it. And guess what? On eBay, he sold his very first painting.
Really?
For $100,099.99.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. That's somebody must really crazy. Just love the name George Zimmerman in the corner of that painting, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what I would think. One guy, a critic of the Village Voice, he referred to Zimmerman's artistic endeavors as constituting murderabilia. Murderabilia.
Murderabilia.
Yeah, I love that. And get this. Penny had a crowdfund for his defense, and he crowdfunded through a number one free Christian crowdfunding site, Give, Send, Go. All right? Give, Send, Go is this crowdfunding site by a Christian group, raising nearly $3 million in his defense. Kyle Rittenhouse used the same group, $600,000. Wow. Give, Send, Go. And Proud Boy Chairman raised $113,000 after his arrest before the Capitol riot.
Don't these people have anything better to do with their money?
Wow.
Yeah, but the thing is, they go to this one Christian crowdfunding site.
Vigilante.
Yeah, it's where they go. Now, why wouldn't they go to any other crowdfunding site? There's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Give, Send, Go.
Yeah, Give, Send, Go. So why do they go to this one site? Is it like well-known that if you're a criminal, if you're a right-wing nut,
I guess,
go there.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, maybe people are just familiar with
funded.
It. They have it in their account, so I'm going to help fund his defense.
Crazy
stuff. I don't know.
That is crazy stuff.
It is crazy.
John, it's New Year's Eve.
It is.
So to lighten the load.
Okay.
This evening, Lou Regani, host of Civic Media's Sunday morning show, Music of the Stars.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's going to dig out of his closet.
Excellent.
6 hours of music from 7 o'clock this evening all across the Civic Media News Network.
Yeah.
Till 1 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, that sounds like fun, actually.
It's going to be
got
great.
A great show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So tune in for that. Put that on in the background. All right. More with John and Gordy right around the corner.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy in the morning, 6:52, and it's a little foggy in some places this morning. We'll have a high about 38 by later on today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a shocking story.
What's that?
You know, throughout the entire election, a lot of people voted for Trump simply because he was out there working for the working man.
That's what they thought.
They had a tremendous amount of respect for the hardworking individual out there, you know, just, you know, paycheck to paycheck, trying to make things work out for their lives and their families, you know, paying for medical care that most countries don't require their citizens to pay, you know, stuff like that. You know, he had the respect of the blue-collar worker.
He did.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not anymore, because Elon Musk, the other, you know, attached vice president, has endorsed a post on X suggesting Americans are too retarded to do skilled jobs.
That's what Elon Musk said.
That's what he endorsed.
He endorsed that post.
Now, should we get to Mark first before we get to the actual the post?
Sure, he's waiting on the line.
I wanted to get to Mark right away. Okay. Mark, what do you got for us?
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head. I can remember, you know, that, you know, I'm just a little bit younger than you guys, but I can remember getting gifts as a kid made in the United States, like the Thing Maker and the and the vacuum form and all this shop class. Back in junior high school, we were learning to laminate plastics and you know, to run a lathe. And some of the kids, I think, like the little bit older, were casting aluminum. This is in junior high shop class.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And when I was in high school, I can remember, you know, there was kids, you know, and some that were taking shop classes where they're rebuilding engines, and you know, and that's where you want to have your investments. If you want kids to be learning this stuff, and then when people get out, you have to pay labor what they're producing. I mean, they just wanted to make more profit, so they shipped all these jobs overseas, and they say, "Well, we don't have the manufacturing capabilities in this country anymore. That's because the corporations shipped them out all overseas, and they don't want to pay workers for what they do. For God's sakes, the reason, I mean, like, for it's across the whole spectrum industry. I mean, you have to pay people to do the work that we need to have done. I mean, like in the meatpacking plants, that used to be a good, solid, family-supporting job. Mm-hmm. But no, we want to have they want to make profits off of that, but they don't want to pay people the money that people can survive. You know, cutting up chickens or cutting up, you know, the cattle in the, you know, at the big manufacturing plants. I mean, I get a lot of some of my stuff now from a local local place where they're processing the meat.
And
you're paying a little bit more, but not that much more. And you can't tell me you can't still make somewhat of a profit, paying people a decent wage and putting people to work. And with Elon Musk now using the R word for people in this country, I mean, that you're not supposed to be using that word anymore. I mean, it's just,
right.
disgusting. Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse this morning, but it just is that this is what Donald Trump's America is.
Yep.
And all we'll just slap more tariffs on it. Will that cost us more money? Well, then just start paying the people more in this country.
Or training. Training
bring the manufacturing back.
All right, Mark. Yes.
Training them.
Thanks for that call. I do want to mention also that the Republicans in this state, with their right to work law that they passed,
right?
The unions, these weren't public unions, these were private unions out there. They didn't want this to happen. They didn't want right to work because they were trying to pay for all of these apprenticeship programs. And with right to work, they couldn't pay for those programs anymore. So thank you, GOP, for that in Wisconsin. All right.
Okay.
Now here is the post that Elon basically endorsed. So basically, the right split with two factions, tech right and right. And the tech right is like, we need H-1B visa people to do the jobs. And the right was that, no, you need to hire Americans. And the tech right is like, what, you guys are retarded. And the right is saying, like, well, you don't train us. And the tech right is like, you can't out-train being retarded. And while all this was going on, we learned some people really don't like Indians, you know, importing the Indians into this country. And this is what Musk wrote. That pretty much sums it up. There you go. So, you know, the backlash on that is just going to be crazy as hell. But then we have Vivek Ramaswamy also received backlash after he suggested companies were not hiring Americans because they were raised in a culture of mediocrity. So now we've got a mediocre workforce out there. This is the administration that supports the blue collar, hardworking American out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we're finding out maybe not so much. Right?
Big split between these two.
They want to import individuals on H-1B visas. I've got some cuts coming up next hour. We're gonna go back in the time machine again and take a look at 2005. Lou Dobbs, when he was backing up the hardworking Americans out there.
Really?
Yeah, it was fantastic stuff.
We're going
to
go back
reporting.
In the time tunnel again?
We are going to go in the time tunnel again.
I don't know if I can take
I
this.
Know. I'm dizzy from the last time we went, about five minutes ago.
Is there light at the end of this tunnel this time?
Well, maybe so.
God.
Maybe so. We'll answer some questions, that's for sure.
Okay, we'll get to that. Coming up, it is 6:58. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinere on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest